know you're going to have some good ones for this. So we're going to open the phones here. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 7:08. It's Chris and Julia. We're talking about restaurants. Joe's on his way in. Dan Saro's in the weather cave. So I drove by where Ground Round used to be.
Ooh.
Ground Round was kind of like a TGI Fridays, kind of like, I don't know how else to describe it. Like a family restaurant.
Uh-huh.
When you were waiting for your tables, there were video games.
Oh, I love that.
There was free popcorn. You could have as much popcorn as you wanted. It was one of these places, I think, that had peanuts too. I think you just threw the shells on the floor.
Oh my
gosh. It was just this awesome place. As a kid, it was like, that's where you wanted to go. So I drove by where the one that my parents used to bring us to. I drove by and I was super nostalgic. I was like, oh my gosh, you remember that? So I group texted my friends. I'm like, okay, where are the restaurants that we miss? You know, what are the restaurants that we miss?
Mm-hmm.
And we put a video up. Joe and I put a video up on Facebook
so
and Instagram yesterday. So phones are open, 609-243-9778. You got to tell me what restaurant you miss the most from, you know, when you were younger, whatever. Actually, what's the one that, I mean, the TGI Fridays just closed a couple of years ago.
I miss TGI Fridays. Like, I really would love a margarita and some mozzarella sticks from there, or like Houlihan's in Lawrence. That hit the spot.
That was my go-to place. That's a really good one. Mm-hmm. I mean, Houlihan's I think still exists, but not in the Mercer County area.
Locations. Yeah.
I think that's one up in Edison. I think, off Route 1 or Route 130, something like that. But it's not one that, you know, I'm close to, so yeah. Houlihan's had these nachos. Oh my gosh.
I love
And then
nachos.
It started making me think about, we used to go on vacation every year in Avalon, New Jersey, the Jersey Shore, and we would go to this place. I don't know if you remember this place. It was called Zaber's, and it was, again, like this chaotic, kid fun place. We would get Shirley Temples, my sister and I.
Oh, I love Shirley.
And we would
Temples.
Go every year. And it would be just like, you know, I remember there'd be like mechanical, like circus things going off. And it was just
Chris,
fun.
I'm catching a theme here. You really like the circus things.
I guess I do. I guess I do. And, you know, from the video, I was looking at the comments. Fezziwigs in Hamilton, that's another great one. It was, again, sort of like a Ground Round or a TGI Fridays.
Ooh,
it was just
like
American pub food, burgers, sandwiches, but it was so good.
It was so good. There's so many.
There was a place in East Brunswick. You got to be nostalgic with me here. The phones are open, 609-243-9778. There was a place in, I think it was Brunswick Square Mall. It was called Farrell's. And it was ice cream sundaes, you know, just like kid fun. You know what I mean? And if you had a birthday there, it was a big deal. Like a band used to go through and announce your birthday. There was a guy with a drum that used to hit the drum. It was so fun. Oh my gosh. So, all right. What's the restaurant you miss the most? You wish could come back? 609-243-9778. Come on. Let's make a list. Or you can tell us in the 94.5 PST app chat. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. It's 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. We're talking about the restaurants that were kind of missing that we used to go to all the time. I drove by the other day where it's still there. There's nothing in there now. It's been a few things, but it used to be when I was a kid, it was Ground Round. And Ground Round, do you even know what that is, Julia?
I don't.
Yeah, it was kind of like a TGI Fridays. Where it was just a fun, like, video games, and you had endless popcorn on your table, and you could throw peanut shells on the ground, and it was just like a fun family place to go. And I was like, gosh, I miss that. I think you did, like, there were certain nights that you could do penny for a pound. Like, what, you know what I mean? Like, you would pay, like, kids would do penny for a pound or something.
Oh, that's really
cute. You pay
what
you weigh or something like that. So let's go to the phones because I want to know what you're missing. Let's go to Bree in Stockton. Hey, Bree.
Hi, good morning.
What's the one that you miss?
Kahunaville in the Oxford Valley Mall.
Oh my gosh, I remember it so well. Didn't you like go
it
up
was like a big volcano or something? And
yes.
There were games. It was like the coolest place ever. I'm pretty sure it got knocked down, though. I'm so sad.
Oh, that was so sad. And when you came upon it in the mall, it just looked so different than everything else in the mall. It was like you were going to another universe or something.
It reminded me of like Avatar, but from the
90s. Yes. Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to Jackie. Now, Jackie worked at the one that Joe says he missed the most. Fuddruckers, right, Jackie?
Yes, I worked there when I was in college.
I remember going to one over by Oxford Valley Mall. Is that where you worked?
No, I actually went to school in Cincinnati.
Okay. It was those burgers, those juicy cheeseburgers, right?
Yes, and then they had brownies with like a cream cheese icing, and they had like really good rolls.
Oh, that sounds really good. Thank you so much for calling. Elise at Lumberton, I think she's saying the same thing that Bree did, right, Cahoonaville?
Yeah, Cahoonaville. I loved that place. And you could play games and it was, yeah.
Lisa, didn't
it was
they
so awesome.
Didn't they used to like simulate storms too?
Yeah, there was like lightning and thunder and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, it was I was thinking of DZ Discovery Zone, too.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one. That's
yeah.
another really good one. You know, the Cahoonaville kind of reminds me of, like, Rainforest Cafe, too. Like, sort of that vibe, right? And I don't even
think,
is that even around anymore? Or maybe there's one in Disney still?
I think only one in Disney, from what I know.
There used to be one in Edison, but I think that one closed. Thanks for calling. Oh, my gosh, we are getting so many in the app chat. The Parfait House, that's an app chat from Hamilton. Chi Chi's, bunch of people saying Cahoonaville in Oxford Valley Mall. Good Time Charlie's, Spikes in Yardville, which used to be in the old train car. I remember that old train car. It used to be something else too. Wasn't it like Savoy's or something? I don't know. You're going to have to tell me in the app chat. Also, a lot of people saying the Ponderosa Buffet.
I've never been. It sounds good.
Yeah, that was good. And okay, who can remember when Woolworths was in Quaker Bridge Mall and there was a restaurant attached to the Woolworths? Now, Woolworths is like Target. That was
like an older Target.
And there was a restaurant attached. It's where Old Navy is now in the Quaker Bridge Mall. And I remember my grandmother taking me there and they were the crispiest French fries ever. In that Woolworths restaurant.
Nothing like a good French fry.
A lot of people missing Stewart's in Lawrenceville. The one in Hamilton just opened, by the way. It's on Route 33, and it's very similar. Good Time Charlie, Seafood Shanty. Oh, my gosh, such good places. You got to tell us yours in the 94.5 PST app chat. Morning, it's 7:32. So it's Chris and Joe, Julia, Dan Zara. We're all kind of here hanging out. Julia, these Y-cations are basically traveling with intention.
I like that.
Yeah, it's not like traveling on a whim, because who's got money to do that anymore?
Yeah, in this economy with like gas prices being so crazy,
exactly.
It's just a lot.
Exactly. So you got to have a why. So everybody's like, we need a why now to travel.
Yeah.
Why do I like baseball? So we'll go to a baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Or is there a family reunion? So we'll travel to Florida for that. Or, you know, like whatever it is. Do I have a hobby that I can, you know, mold into a trip?
I feel like these trips are going to be really, really good, though, because people are going to be able to jam-pack more things into a short amount of time.
Yeah, it's also prioritizing, like, your mental health and your mental wellness and stuff like that. So maybe, okay, I need a break, but instead of just going anywhere, you go to, like, a spa or, you know, something like that.
Yeah. I feel like this. I do, too. I feel like recently the new trend is, like, being intentional with ourselves and giving ourselves more grace. And I feel like this kind of falls into that.
Yeah, so. I totally agree. And if there's no why, they say, then there's no point in spending the money.
There you go.
So you got to ask yourself the question when you're thinking about planning the trip, why this trip?
Yeah.
And if it's a no, skip it.
It's Can't Beat Chris. Can't Beat Chris on 94.5 PST.
All right, here we go. Can't Beat Chris. I'm on a 22-day winning streak. We go head-to-head in a pop culture trivia quiz. You know how it works. We do it every morning at 7:40 and 9:40. Rose in Florence is the one that's taking me on today. Rose, I hear you never played before.
No, first timer.
Ooh, do you play in the car all the time?
I do.
And how do you do? I'm kind of sizing you up here.
I mean, Some days pretty good. Some days not so good.
Me too. All right. I get it. All right. I'm going to step out. You get the questions first. Julia's going to give them to you. And then I'll come back in. I'll answer the same three or try to. And we'll see who wins. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Good luck.
All righty. We're going to get Chris out of here. Bye, Chris. All righty, Rose. It's just me and you. So your quiz starts right now. Alrighty. There's a popular show, Love Story, that everyone is watching on FX. It tells the story of Caroline Bissett and who else? Hint, he's a former president's son.
Yeah, Kennedy, Jr.
Alrighty, you're gonna lock in Kennedy Jr.?
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
Next question. Katy Perry is posting with former Canadian Prime Minister and her new beau, Justin Trudeau. Katie has a song about a certain day of the week. It's titled Last Blank Night. What day of the week is that last blank?
Oh, I know this one.
It's a classic.
We jumped on the tables and we, mm-hmm. It's like Friday, is it?
You're going to lock in Friday?
I'm going to say Friday. I can't remember.
Right.
I'm going to say Friday.
When in doubt, you know, TGI Friday. There are rumors that Tara Lubinsky and Johnny Weir may take over Kelly Clarkson's talk show instead of Pink. Tara and Johnny are both former Olympians in what sport?
Figure skating.
Alrighty, we're going to lock in figure skating?
Yeah.
Alrighty, we're going to bring Chris back in, so let's see.
Okay.
Alrighty, Chris.
Hey there.
You ready?
Can't be Chris. Brought to you by Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing. Joe's going to be there tonight for Chris and the Crew Trivia starting at 8 o'clock. So bring all your friends. Al's Airport Inn Bar and Grill in Ewing. Get there. It's where the locals go. All right. Yes, I am ready.
All righty, Chris. Your quiz starts right now. There's a popular show, Love Story, that everyone is watching on FX. It tells the story of Caroline Bissett and who else? Hint. He's a former president's son.
Yeah, I'm kind of into this, but then they don't really look like them, so it's a little weird. But JFK Jr.
You said JFK Jr. She also said JFK Jr.,
yeah.
And you are both correct. Moving on, next question. Katy Perry is posting formers with her former Canadian... Wait, not her former.
What?
Let me restart. Katy Perry is posting photos with former Canadian Prime Minister and her beau, Justin Trudeau. Katy has a song about a certain day of the week. It's titled Last Blank Night.
Friday.
Friday? You said Friday. Rose also said Friday.
Oh.
You're both correct.
We are all tied up going into the
it
final
comes
one.
Down into the last question.
You're doing good, Rose.
Yeah, she's got it going on. Alrighty. There's rumors that Tara Lubinsky and Johnny Weir may take over Kelly Clarkson's talk show instead of Pink.
I didn't hear that.
Tara and Johnny are both former Olympians in what sport?
They're skaters.
You said skaters. Oh my gosh. Rose also said skaters. And you're both correct.
Whoa, Rose.
This is a tie.
We tied. So you know what that means. You do not have to give that phrase a shame. Oh. We're just giving you the Pussycat Doll tickets.
Yay.
Thank you. Yeah, the Pussycat Dolls are bringing their PCD Forever Tour to the Camden Waterfront, you know, Freedom Mortgage Pavilion on Tuesday, July 14th. You're going to be there. Special guests, little Kim and Maya. Yeah, tickets are on sale tomorrow morning at 10. You just want them before you can buy them. Great job. Ticketmaster.com for everybody else. Hang on for us.
Listen tomorrow morning at 7:40 and 9:40 for another chance to be Chris on 94.5 PST. It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
Okay, you ready to have some fun this summer? Grown Up Camp is back at Liberty Lake Day Camp. It's been going on for a couple of years now. Julie, have you ever heard of this?
I have not, but it sounds like loads of fun.
So you gather your friends. You can even go as a couple. You can even go by yourself and make friends. It's just this big event at Liberty Lake Day Camp. It's August 8th. And you go back to camp, basically, just like, you know, when you were a kid. All nostalgic, classic camp activities. But here's the thing. Needle Creek, Farm Brewery is going to be there, so you day drink too.
This is giving grown-ups the movie, but in real modern time.
So much fun. Tickets are on sale now. You can save now if you buy early. So we got all the details for you on the PST app. Now, speaking of Needle Creek Farm Brewery, it's in Pennington. They're doing the beer for Grown Up Day Camp, but they're also doing a big Easter egg hunt, Easter egg hunts on the farm. So it's like you spend a day on the farm. So much fun. It's happening on March 29th. And guess what? They're also doing an adult Easter egg hunt.
Oh my gosh. You can find maybe a Cosmo.
I don't know what you can find, but it sounds fun to me. So again, all the details are up on the 94.5 PST app. So it's official. The new LaBooBoo movie is in the works. It's only in like early development, so it's probably going to take some time. I don't even know a release date yet, but no plot yet, no movie title yet. I'm just telling you, it's coming. I know you're excited about that.
I am excited. I wonder how much the tickets are going to cost because my friend just bought a LaBooBoo keychain for
$40. $40? Oh my God.
Oh boy.
Pop Mart just opened in Freehold Raceway Mall too, like an actual store.
Oh, really?
Not just, you know, the vending machine or whatever. So a full store is open
now. That's so fun.
Yeah, that's cool. And Time Magazine. This is so cool too. Time Magazine just announced the 2026 edition of the world's greatest places. And it gives like 50 places for you to stay, 50 places to visit. You know what made the list? The new Netflix house in Philly.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh my God.
In King of Prussia Mall.
I'm kind of shocked.
You know, it's like an immersive experience. Again, I wrote all about it. You can find the details on the 94.5 PST app. There's the scoop. Bill and Michelle just got married. Big congratulations to them. But now there's some unexpected drama because Will's sister just got engaged and she wants to get married on the exact same date next year. And Michelle, you're not okay with it, are you?
Not even a little bit. I mean, that's our date. That's our anniversary forever. And you don't just come in and copy it like it's no big deal. You pick your own day.
Wow, she came in hot. Well,
or maybe it's a compliment. I mean, she loves us. She loves the date. She wants to share that memory. I'm actually flattered by it.
Flattered? Every year it's going to be their anniversary, too. It takes away from what's supposed to be our thing.
Or it makes it even more special. I mean, it can be a family celebration. We can celebrate it together.
No, I don't want to share my anniversary every single year. That's the one day it should be just about us.
But there are 364 other days for that. I don't see why this has to be such a big problem.
All right. We are heated right from the beginning here. So I'm going to shut you guys down. We get the point. Michelle says your wedding date is personal and should stay yours. No sharing. Will says, right, Julia, it's a compliment, not a competition. And sharing the date makes it even more meaningful.
Oh, okay.
Well, you know what? Let's put them on hold. You guys, we're going to get votes for you. We're going to put you on hold.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about that?
Okay, personally, I'm kind of with Michelle. I have an older brother that's like a year older than me. And if I copied him and his girlfriend's like date or something, that would just feel really weird to me. Like, unless there's a specific reason why, it's a family reason why they chose that date. Like, say that's like their grandparents' wedding anniversary or something like that. Besides that, I just feel like there, like Will said, there's 365 other days.
Like, I hear you. And it doesn't sound like it's a special date because I think that we would have known that. They would have said that. Somebody would have said that. I don't think it's a big deal. I think I would be flattered by it.
Aww.
And I guess maybe this is because I'm an identical twin. I've always shared my birthday. My sister and I got married 6 months apart.
You're very good at sharing.
I don't know anything else but sharing. So
that's really sweet.
Who cares? Make it a tradition. Celebrate together. I don't know.
Do you feel like it might just be like too much for some people? It might just be too claustrophobic.
And I do get it about having your own special day. I do get it, but there'll be other days. You probably have kids. You probably got engaged. You have your own dateiversary. And here's the thing. Even if you have the same anniversary, like I remember when we got married, some of we had another friend getting married on the same day. We kind of knew them, but didn't know them. Mm-hmm. So some of our friends had to kind of split between the two weddings.
Oh.
So people are going to have your same anniversary. Just celebrate separately if you want to.
If Michelle and Will are going to call back in 3 months and say they also picked the same venue or something, then I would lose it.
All right. So whose side are you on here?
Who's right? Who's wrong? Call the crew now. 609-243-9778.
Hello.
Or chat with us on the 94.5 PST app.
All right, we're at Cruise Court on 94.5 PST, your number one hit music station. It's Chris and the crew. Good morning. Yep, we're in Cruise Court. We got to get a decision here, so we're going to take some votes. So the deal is Will and Michelle just got married, and Will's sister just got engaged, and she wants to pick the same date next year. I guess it's like a Friday-Saturday thing or a Saturday-Sunday, you know, because it lines up with whatever. And she, Michelle, is mad. Get your own date, she said. This is our special date. I don't want to share my anniversary. Will is more sympathetic to his sister and says, I'm flattered. She wants to share our date. Let her share it.
When you say it, it sounds so much nicer.
All right, let's go to Denise in South Jersey. Denise, whose side are you on, his or hers?
I'm on his side. What is she, too? I mean, come on. It's a day, and you can share your anniversaries. You can have fun. I would be excited. Let's do anniversary dates. Let's do anniversary weekends. Let's have fun. What the hell? Grow up.
Anniversary weekend. I don't know if I'd want to do that my sibling.
Why not? I would do it with my sibling. It doesn't mean you have to stay in the same room.
That's true. I mean,
I don't know. All right, let's go to Lauren in Bristol. Lauren, I hear you have an interesting take on this.
I do, and I don't want to sound negative, but if the worst happens and one of the couples splits up, I just think it could create issues for the whole family. Like if you have a wedding anniversary on a holiday, you know, it just, and then something happens, you hate that holiday after that. I think it would be better to find a different date.
Well, I mean, if one of them does split up, at least the other one would have the anniversary date back.
True.
You know what I mean?
They might not like that date, though.
Thanks for calling. All right, let's go to Corey in Hamilton. Corey, I love when you call in. You always have something great to say. Whose side are you on?
Good morning, my favorite morning crew. At first, I started on his side thinking, hey, it's just a day. Plus, we're not going to spend our anniversaries together anyway. I'm going to spend mine with him. You're going to spend yours with yours.
Right.
But then I started thinking about her. I don't want to spend my first anniversary at your wedding.
Oh, that is a good point. That is a good point.
That's a great point.
Hey, at least it's a party. You get free bar. You get a dance floor. That is a good point. I do see that.
But then you know what I also think about? You know how everybody gets like their wedding anniversary on like a mug, on a cup. They're going to have the same cup. They're going to have the same pillowcase. They're going to have all the same stuff.
Oh, my God. You're so funny. All right. We're in the app chat. Let's get the votes here. Rachel says, Rachel in Hamilton says, oh, I thought they were planning a wedding. Who cares? I'm on his side. Let them share it. They can celebrate it together. Who do you see in there, Julia?
I see Ro from Ewing saying her side, Michelle has a reason for that day. The sister doesn't. She's trying to bite off Michelle's day. Let her get married the week before or after, not on Michelle's day.
Diane in Hamilton says, though, I'm on his side. My husband's brother and his wife got married on our 5th anniversary. I always thought it was special to share the date. We got to celebrate our 5th anniversary at their wedding.
I have to say, with you saying that, I love Courtney's response. Her saying, my childhood best friend and I share our wedding date down to the minute.
Now, see, it seems like theirs is a little bonding thing.
I think in this case, it seems like if Will's sister was really close with Michelle and like she had asked her beforehand and sat her down and was like, hey, I'm really honored. Like, I would love to do our weddings on the same anniversary. Yeah. It just doesn't sound like there was a lot of chat about it.
One more app chat from Newtown. Ella says on his side, because you're going to be celebrating your anniversaries with each other, not the other people who share your date. So why does it matter unless you need that day focused on you by others, which seems odd. I mean, really, your anniversary isn't about everybody fawning on you. It's about the two of you. It's your thing. It's more of a couple thing, right?
It's not like a birthday
where everybody gathers for
one person.
You're not gathering for an anniversary. You're not having anything special. You know my opinion, obviously.
I know.
All right, so let's bring them back. It seems kind of obvious here. Mm-hmm. So, Will and Michelle, you guys have decided that whatever our final decision is, it's going to be your final decision, right?
Yep.
Michelle, yep. Yeah, she
Yeah.
I know. I think you see the writing on the wall here. It's not, it wasn't a landslide, but it is that 68% are on his side on this one. I hear you, but you know what? You're not going to celebrate with them anyway. You're going to be with just your husband, so there's
maybe
that.
It'll be a happy ending, and everybody will love, you know?
Thanks for calling, guys. 8:33, it's Chris and Joe Danzaro. Julia's here today answering the phones. She's on the board. So this basically is intentional travel. Because not a lot of people have, you know, a lot of extra money these days. Everything's mm-hmm. so expensive. Now the gas prices are sky high, right?
Yeah.
So you ask yourself a question when you think about going on a trip, and it's why?
I love this.
Why am I going on this trip? Is it for a family thing? Okay, yes, you take the trip, right? Mm-hmm. Is it for one of my hobbies? Sure. Mm-hmm. Why not? Do you like baseball? You're going to a baseball town, going to take in a game?
Yeah.
Yes. But if you ask yourself the why question, and if there's no why, then they say there's no point on spending the money, and you wait until there's an intention.
Yeah. I love that. I think that everybody, like, you know, traveling, shopping, living a little bit more intentionally, I don't think it can hurt.
Let me tell you, I should be asking myself why when I shop. Why do I need to go to Home Goods again? Go on. Yeah. Here's the thing, though. I could come up with a good answer for anything. Why? Because I want to go. How about that?
And then
I need to relax. I need to. But they say, actually, vacations, too, more and more are for, you know, like making, like, mental health your top priority, your wellness. So mm-hmm. if it's like, look, I need a mental break, that's a pretty good why.
Yeah, at the end of the day, you know the saying, treat yourself. I mean, I know I sure know that sentence.
I'm there.
It's Chris and the Crew's Daily Scoop.
So Time Magazine just announced its 2026 edition of the, like, world's greatest places.
Oh boy.
So this is a big deal. 50 places to stay, 50 places to visit. So I was checking out the list and I was like, oh my God, Netflix House is on the list, the one that just opened at King of Prussia Mall.
That's crazy.
It's like this immersive experience where you feel like you're in your favorite Netflix shows. They even have like a restaurant, Netflix Bites, that's like food after the shows and stuff. If you haven't been there, you really should go. We've got all the details up on the 94.5 PST app. You need to probably search a little bit because I haven't written about it in a while, but mm-hmm. it just opened within the past couple of months. You'd love it.
Wow. The fact that it made the top 50 already.
That's pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's official. The new Labubu movie is in the works. I know you're excited about this, Julia.
I am.
So it's only in early development, though, so it's probably going to take a while before it actually hits screens. Mm-hmm. The plot, not released yet. I mean, how much can I do with a Labubu?
Yeah.
But
that's
official
true.
Title, not, you know, everything is still under wraps, basically. But, I mean, there's nothing bigger right now than Labubu. Yeah. What did your friend just buy, a keychain?
Yeah, my friend bought not one, but two keychains for $40 each. And you don't even pick the color. They're a surprise pack.
Oh, yeah.
So you can get a color that you don't like.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when I see them, their eyes are like looking at me. They're kind of evil looking. I don't know.
They scare you.
So not news to anybody, right? That McDonald's taking a little heat lately over the higher prices of their food, right? It used to be like the cheap place to go, and it hasn't been lately. So now they're announcing, in addition to their current value menu, it's the McValue 2.0 menu. It's starting in April, and all the stuff on there are going to be $3 or less.
Oh,
love
wow.
That. Love that. So just a couple of weeks, we'll get that. All right, there's the scoop. Do you want to play Family Feud? It's Chris and the Crew. I know this is such fun music, isn't it? It's Chris and Joe and Julia here. Danzaro's back in the weather cave. I was telling Joe that John and I are on this Family Feud kick. We've been watching it on TV almost every night because it runs like back-to-back episodes.
Yeah.
Steve Harvey's hilarious.
It's addicting, too, because you watch one, the next one's on again.
And it's the same family, so you want to keep following them.
Yeah.
So I told Joe this. He's like, why don't we play Family Feud? So, right. Julia, you ready to play Family Feud?
I think so. I'm really excited.
I have gone into the archives, used a little AI, went into the archives, and I have made a category. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Your name is your buzzer. Okay. So Chris and Julie is your buzzer. All right. The category is top seven answers on the board. Hmm. Name something you associate with bras.
Oh, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Bras. Cups.
Cups. Give me that ding, ding, ding. That is number three on the board.
Yes.
Chris, would you like to play or pass?
I'm going
to
play.
You're going to play?
I'm going to play.
All right, Chris.
And
I'm only giving you two strikes because we're in the speed round here
I'm going to say straps.
Straps. Number two on the board.
Hmm. Okay, this is where I start getting all dicey.
Still have not gotten number one.
Hooks. Associated with bras.
No.
No? Okay, that's the first strike.
Yeah.
No?
What? I wish there was an Irish.
Do we need a judge?
I do need a female judge.
We do not know what these things are.
I don't know if the one thing I'm going to count as a hook or not.
A fastener or something like that?
All right, I'm going to give it to you.
What was it?
It's clasp.
Oh, same thing.
Same thing. Okay, I'm going to give it to you. Which was number six on the board.
I'm shifting my mindset a little bit. How about, like, lace?
No.
That's my second strike.
Yeah,
all right, you
strike.
Get to take it
all
now,
right, Julie. The number one answer is still on the board available for you.
Push up.
Oh. No.
Oh. No.
Julie, I'm going to give you two strikes as well just because.
You get another guess.
Yeah, you get another guess.
For bras?
Anything associated with a bra.
Like, think of what.
Support.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is number five.
Oh, nice job.
Number five. Julie, the number one answer still is on the board.
Number one?
Still on the board.
Boobs? Can you not say that? I just realized, I'm like, oh my God.
But is it up there though, Joe?
Boobs is not up there. The number one answer was underwire.
Oh.
And yes, you can say boobs on the radio.
Yes, you can say boobs.
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh my gosh.